Smoke and the sound of burnouts filled the air in a central Auckland suburb today as hundreds of patched gang members turned out to farewell a senior Headhunters member. On bikes and by foot, they spilled out onto the street, blockading a major arterial route into the city, forcing buses to divert and causing major disruption. They were out in force for the funeral of Taranaki Fuimaono, who died in police custody last weekend. Police put cordons in place to manage the congestion around a church in Grey Lynn, and the Eagle helicopter tracked the procession as it travelled through the city. Jean Bell reports.
The roar of motorbikes and souped-up cars rang out in Grey Lynn as several hundred gang members gathered to farewell one of their own. Headhunters, Rebels, King Cobras and Killer Bees members met at the St Joseph's Catholic Church on Great North Road, a major arterial route in the city. A church spokesperson said it was Mr Fuimaono's family church. Gang members spilled out of the church and onto the road. Several bus services that use the main road to link the west of the city into the CBD were diverted. Smoke filled the air as some on bikes revved up and did burnouts. A police source told RNZ it was probably the largest gang funeral in 5 years, and those gathered included many newly patched gang members. The source says the large crowd was partly explained by Mr Fuimaono's wider gang allegiances after moving from the King Cobras to the Headhunters, known as patching over. Gang expert Jared Gilbert says this is rare.
Very unusual and extremely interesting shift in the gang scene in recent years.
He says it's not surprising that someone would want to switch their allegiance.
The surprising thing is that the gangs take them. In the past, if you were prepared to change colours or change patches, you were seen as disloyal. So it was seen as a real black mark against your name. That clearly isn't the case for many groups now.
The police earlier sent a warning for the public to be aware of processions by gang members. Officers had to close parts of Grey Lynn and set up cordons to direct traffic as a procession of motorbikes moved from central Auckland to the Mangere Lawn Cemetery. Nationals police spokesman Simeon Brown says it's unacceptable.
Everyone has a right to have a funeral and to farewell those who have passed in a way which they feel appropriate. But when it comes to disrupting traffic, closing streets, closing roads, that's something which is unacceptable.
But gang expert Jared Gilbert says the police are in a tricky spot.
Well, the police are a bit damned if they do and damned if they don't. You can try and break this up or stop it from happening, but you'd need half the police force to do, it. And it would create massive tensions and invariably violence. So you have to let it go, I think, but then monitor it, and if people are behaving inappropriately or illegally, then follow that up at the time.
The police Eagle helicopter hovered overhead, tracking the procession across the city. Manukau Ward Councillor Al Filipina says it's important to ensure the funeral was monitored.
I just think it's prudent, so then at least that can be taken care of and very quickly if in fact there's some issues that arise.
But Jared Gilbert doesn't think members of the public need to be worried.
Most of these funerals occur, make a splash in the media, but don't really affect anybody in any significant or even insignificant way. We run the risk of making a bit more of it than it actually is.
Taranaki Fuimaono was taken to Mangere for the burial after the service in Grey Lynn.
In a statement, Auckland Transport says at the request of the police, they were asked to divert buses for about 90 minutes this morning from part of Great North Road. They say there were no issues and no major delays. Public transport is often diverted for planned and unplanned events, they say, like emergency service call-outs, demonstrations and marches. And they have a dedicated team to handle disruptions, and they have contingency plans to manage any road closures.